This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Some will see our next story as a charming development. For others, it's a new sign society is going to Hades in a handbasket. People going online to get ordained so they can officiate at a wedding. You may have seen this in action, but we asked Marketplace's Stan Alcorn to learn more about how it works.
Kate Black is getting married and wants her brother-in-law, Matthew Kerrigan, to officiate. So they're looking for a church.
Universal Life Church, getordained.org.
Or really a church website.
Oh, yeah, this is it.
Well, let's go down the rabbit hole.
Getting ordained online.
Are you over 13?
I am.
Takes about 2 minutes.
Wow.
Welcome, Matthew Charles Kerrigan, to the Worldwide Congregation of the Universal Life Church Ministers.
You fill out a form online.
Yes.
And you get an automatic response.
Yes.
And then you're a minister.
Yeah, you can do that or you can write in.
George Freeman is the founder of Kerrigan's new church, the Universal Life Church Monastery.
Thank you for calling the Universal Life Church. How may I help you?
The monastery is based in a squat office building in a Seattle warehouse district. Each day it turns more than 1,000 people, of all faiths, atheists included, into ministers. And it also sells what it calls church supplies.
Yes, I can see the mail cartons are already filled.
This is how the nonprofit pays for its $1 million-plus operating budget, selling wallet credentials, certificates, letters of good standing, not just as souvenirs, but as documents, to convince a higher legal power that its ministers and its weddings are legit. But this is where the quick and easy process becomes more complicated.
Some of the websites, they lead people to believe that they can lawfully perform weddings in all states. And that's just not true.
Bob Raines, law professor emeritus, says each state makes its own rules about who can perform marriages. And the rules are a little fuzzy. Even if your county clerk accepts your minister's website wallet credential and gives you a marriage license, that doesn't settle things till death do you part.
Typically, just like a divorce, this is going to come up when the marriage has hit the skids.
If there's a property dispute or alimony, a husband or wife might want to point a finger at the minister and say the marriage didn't count. And Rain says that's happened in New York and Pennsylvania. So before you get married by an internet minister, he suggests getting legal advice from a lawyer, not a website. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.